can Ireland cut its carbon emissions in half by the end of the decade to help slow global warming? How can it be done in transport? We know that the government's plan includes 1 million electric cars by 2030, but a study by experts at UCC, published by the Irish Bioenergy Association today, says that cars could also be fuelled by waste from meat and vegetables. Dr. Paul Dean is Research Fellow at the Maury Institute for Marine and Renewable Energy and the Environmental Research Institute at UCC. Dr. Dean, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today. What is this study?
Yeah, so this report really looks at the emissions coming from the transport sector in Ireland. Now, it's actually quite worrying at the moment for a number of reasons. Transport represents the largest portion of emissions coming from the energy sector, and recent data has shown actually that rather than decreasing emissions this year, will probably increase relative to last year. Now, as you mentioned, the government had very ambitious plans for electric vehicles. That's very necessary and it's very needed. But actually, electric vehicles, even if we have about 1 million on the road by 2030, that will only deliver about half of the emissions that we need to look at in transport. So what this report does is it looks at things that we're already good at, looks at biofuels obligations, and looks at to increase that obligation. And what we found is that will deliver very real and very significant emissions reductions for transport.
So tell us about the other things that can be done apart from using electric cars to reduce transport emissions.
Yeah, so really when we're looking at transport, we've got to look at a wide range and a wide kind of landscape of options. We need to encourage more public transport. You know, obviously we need to get more people cycling and walking. We need to encourage more remote working. But one of the things that's interesting about sustainable biofuels is that if you're actually dropping your kids to school this morning or maybe on your way to work, when you pull into a forecourt and you fill up with petrol and you fill up with diesel, inside that petrol and inside that diesel, there's what we call sustainable biofuels. These are actually predominantly from waste fuels, and they dilute the fossil fuel content of the energy going into your car. Now, this actually delivers real significant emissions reduction. So last year, for example, the emissions that we achieved from that scheme delivered about the equivalent of taking about 200,000 cars, petrol cars off the road in Ireland. So, and what this report looks at, it looks at about increasing that, doubling that scheme. And what we found is that we can actually double that scheme without compromising the integrity of cars to run, or without compromising the availability of those fuels and the accessibility of those fuels, which is a good thing.
And tell us what goes into a biofuel, and can they be made here?
Yeah, so biofuels are quite interesting, actually. So biofuels are actually stuff that we grow. So, for example, petrol, if you're in the forecourt this morning, what's inside in that petrol is a small bit of grain cereal, the alcohol coming from that. Now, about 3% of all the grain and all the cereals that we produce in Europe goes into liquid biofuels. So in terms of its contribution, it's relatively small. So it's not taking too much from land or not taking from food. And interestingly, in terms of biodiesel, so when you put diesel into your car, what's probably in there is a little bit of maybe slaughter waste or waste cooking oil coming from different parts of the world. Some of it does come from Ireland. And actually, this is one of the concerns that the Irish Bioenergy Association members raised, that, you know, you can't really talk about bioenergy without really talking about sustainability and transparency. There's been an unusual shift in the last year or so with things like waste cooking oil coming from regions outside of Europe. And really, for trust and transparency in the scheme, we need to have greater credibility and greater accounting. And one of the things that we would be encouraging, not only the Irish government to encourage, but also the European Commission encouraging measures that would increase the sustainability, the transparency and the traceability of those fuels.
But those biofuels are still largely, in fact, hugely petrol and diesel, aren't they?
Exactly. And this is one of the things that we have to deal with. You know, even if we do have 1 million electric cars on the road by 2030, that also means that we're going to have over 1 million cars that won't be using electricity, that will be using fossil fuels on the road.
But even if they're using, even if they're using biofuels, it's still mostly petrol and diesel.
Oh, that's true. But what biofuels do is they dilute the content, the carbon content of the petrol and diesel going into cars and reduce the emissions from that. So even if we have 1 million electric cars on the road, we're still going to have about 1 million cars still using fossil fuels. And one of the ways we can reduce the emissions coming from those fossil fuels is these sustainable biofuels.
Dr. Paul Dean, Research Fellow at the Maury Centre for Marine and Renewable Energy at UCC. Thank you for speaking to us on the programme this morning.